She brought her hand up and hit him with a blast of force lightning that sent him tumbling with his robes aflame. By then, of course, Jaina was already force-leaping to the attack. Vistara pivoted around, bringing her force lightning to bear on the most immediate threat. Jaina caught the bolt on her lightsaber and landed atop the ledge, only a few meters away.
Leap!
The fiery crackle of a fast-approaching vessel began to reverberate down from the jungle ridge, building quickly as ship descended toward the courtyard.
Leap high!
Vistara used the force to launch herself into a high, cartwheeling arc over the courtyard. Jaina spun to follow, but by then a fiery plume was flashing past beneath Vistara, one of ship's stony projectiles moving so fast it was literally setting the air aflame. The projectile crashed into the ledge with a deafening boom, and ship came sweeping in to scoop Vistara out of the air. She slammed into the rear wall of the passenger cabin so hard that her breath left her, then remained pinned there by acceleration.
I apologize for the impact. I slowed as much as was possible without missing you.
You did well,
Vistara gasped, trying to get the air back into her lungs.
But you could ease off just a bit now.
As you command, Lady Kai.
Ship reduced his acceleration to the point that Vistara could swing her legs down to the passenger cabin's soft deck.
I trust you are not hurt.
No.
Vistara stepped to the side of the cabin. A transparent area quickly appeared in front of her, and she found herself looking down on the courtyard where she and Ben had killed Abeloth, a thumb-sized oval of gray stone shrinking into the emerald vastness of the surrounding jungle. To her dismay, she felt a tear start down her cheek. She wiped it away at once.
Not hurt on the outside, at least.
The force rippled with Ship's confusion.
You have internal injuries?
No, nothing like that,
Vistara replied.
It isn't physical.
You suffer over young Skywalker.
Vistara watched as the gray oval became a gray speck and finally vanished beneath an impenetrable blanket of clouds, then turned away and nodded.
Yes, that's right, she said. I was in love with him.
Then you will be fine. Even better than fine.
What makes you so sure?
Because love is pain, Lady Kai. And pain makes sick.